لكن بعد إحراقي بلادي ورفاقي بعد إحراقي بلادي وشبابي بعد إحراقي بلادي ورفاقي بعد إحراقي بلادي وشبابي كيف لا 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 تصبح أشعاري خنادق تصبح أشعاري بنادق تصبح أشعاري خنادق تصبح أشعاري بنادق خنادق وبنادق خنادق وبنادق خنادق وبنادق ومشاعل.
Hi Winnipeg, this is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Down the hall their voices ring, their feet are on the run. Phantoms on the winter sky, together they do come. Faded lips and eyes of blue, they're carried in the wind. Their laughter filled the countryside, but they'll not laugh again. All the games are ended now, their voices have been stilled. Their fathers built the tools of war by which they all were killed. Their fathers made the uniforms to show which side they were on. And young boys were the middlemen for the guns to prey upon. I've seen the fires in the night, watched the devil as he smiled. I've heard a mother's mournful cry as she searches for her child. I've seen the lines of refugees, the faces of despair, and wondered at the wise men who never seemed to care. Goodbye, you lost children, Godspeed you on your way. Your little beds are empty, your toys are put away. Your mother sings a lullaby as she gazes at the floor. Your father builds more weapons and marches out once more. Down the hall their voices ring, their feet are on the run. Phantoms on the winter sky, together they do come. Faded lips and eyes of blue, they're carried in the wind. Their laughter filled the countryside, but they'll not laugh again.
The same with war. We hear you come in as you force the neighbor's door, with your thump, thump, thumping and screaming as you take his wife and drag his children by their hair and spit on the warm home fire that you yourself did not make. There's no pattern, but we know we are next. And this you can do as long as your sword stays a sword. But everything transforms, and we are moving now to a place where your metal has no value, where fear has alchemized knowledge, and where you could not tell a wife, a daughter, a husband, or son from any other, even yourself, and see what your anger does now, and if you'll have to kill us all to know who it is you are not.
You, oh army of you, not one puppeted rich boy, the strings of you. You, oh army of you, not one puppeted rich boy, the strings. Your bombs anymore. I don't want that war. I don't want the bullets in the bully's hands. I don't want what they're for. I do not have tolerance anymore for your jail called war. Sharp suited, finger saluted. I don't want what it's for. I'm gonna take government out of every poem. I don't want to waste my breath on that machine of death. Take them out of my home. So sick of your war. Everything it buys, everything it implies, everything it makes us work for. You'll do it in my name. No more.
You, oh army of you,
you, oh army.
Not one puppeted rich boy, the strings of you.
Just heard Farron with Army of You. She's a Canadian musician and poet from the same generation as people like Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, and Bruce Cockburn, though she's less widely known, even within Canada. Now it's off her 2013 album, Lightning, and she's joined by Boston-based musician Bitch on that track. Before that, we heard Gordon Lightfoot with The Lost Children. That's a demo recorded in the mid-1960s for Warner Brothers. And before that, we heard Mustafa Al-Kurd with Song Against Imperialism. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. We'll hear one now from a 1982 album of music, sermon, and oral history recorded at an Appalachian Baptist church in rural Virginia in 1977 and 1978 by folklorist and ethnomusicologist Jeff Todd Titan. This song, Precious Memories, is performed by John Scherfe, Elsie Scherfe McNally, and Don Scherfe, and it's a traditional gospel hymn written by Tennessee composer G.B.F. Wright in 1925.
No doubt you have loved ones that's done gone on. You're looking forward for that reunion day. Here we have a homecoming every year, the first Sunday in August. People come together of all denominations. Families get together, have a good time. But that's nothing to be compared with that reunion in heaven. You know how it is when one goes off from home and they stay a long time. When they come back, everybody greets you so. They love you. They'll hug you. For those that's been gone for years, what a reunion that's going to be.
Amen.
We'll meet in the air, and thank God, I believe there'll be some rumbling. I believe there'll be some shouting in the air.
Amen.
All of God's people gathered in the air to meet the Lord.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Bless
the Lord. Elsie wants to sing Precious Memories. Trust it will be a blessing to you. Precious memories of St. Angels sent from somewhere to my soul.
I wish I'd never made that song, because I find it breaks my heart to sing it, because it makes me think about these kids, and I've got Stuart and Alistair, beautiful children of my own, and it really hurts me. But that was a specific thing. Now, in America, there was a woman called, a great songwriter called Aunt Molly Jackson, and she wrote a song about miners' children. She took a hymn tune and she just changed the words, and she called it Dreadful Memories, and it goes something like this. Dreadful memories, how they linger, how to pain my precious soul. Little children, sick and hungry, sick and hungry, weak and cold. Little children, cold and hungry, without any food at all to eat. They had no clothes to put on their bodies. They had no shoes to put on their feet. Their parents could not give them milk. I can't forget them coal miners' children. They starve to death for want of milk, while the coal operators and their wives and their children, they were dressed in jewels and silk. I saw them starve to death and die.
Up and away like the dew of the morning, soaring from earth to its home in the sun. Thus would I cease from the earth and its toiling, only remembered for what I have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only while others succeed us, reap in the fields we in springtime have sown. Nay, for the sower shall pass from his labor, only remembered for what he has done. Only remembered, only only remembered for what he has done.
the truth that in life we've spoken. Only the seeds that on earth we have sown, these shall pass onward while we are forgotten. Only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done.
That was Lisa Null with Only Remembered. She was a folk musician who performed around the Washington, D.C. area for more than 40 years and also pursued graduate studies in history, folklore, and anthropology. That was from the 1980 album American Primitive, which she recorded with Connecticut musician Bill Shute. Null found that gospel song in Vance Randolph's collection of Ozark folk songs, and she writes that she responded to its mystical lyricism and all-purpose theology. Before that, we heard Alex Campbell with Dreadful Memories. He was a Scottish musician and one of the first folk singers to tour Europe and the UK during the folk revival of the 1960s. Though he was never commercially successful, he's said to have recorded over 100 records, and he collected his songs from many different sources and believed in recording quickly in the style of early American bluesmen. That's from his 1971 album, This Is Alex Campbell, Volume 2. Both Sarah Ogan Gunning and Aunt Molly Jackson claimed ownership over the song. Gunning claimed to have written it in New York around 1938 and taught it to Molly later on. The song is sung to the same tune as Precious Memories, a version of which we heard before it, performed by John Scherfe, Elsie Scherfe McNally, and Don Scherfe. We'll hear one now from Pete Scott. He was a musician from Newcastle-upon-Tyne in England who began releasing music in the 1970s and left behind a large catalog of unreleased music when he died in 2023, which his family has slowly been releasing since then. This one, Armageddon, is one of those songs, recorded in 1981 and released in March of 2025.
One, two, three, four. On the end of the world by a man with a funny name. He's got a theory based on bones that were found in Arizona near some standing stones. He reckons that we're heading for Armageddon, not he reckons the end's in sight. But we needn't be scared to start getting prepared. Here he's busy selling the cinema rights. I read a little thing on a supplement page by a man with a tax-free home. Eric Van Something or Hugo Von Who, one day had nothing better to do. He's been drumming up support for Kingdom coming up. He could be living in mortal fear. But I know he's just pretending the universe ain't ending, 'cause I hear he's got a sequel coming out next year. Me, I get a little hungry, I get a little dry, I get a little lonesome when my baby's gone. Tickle me, I'll laugh a little, hurt me and I'll cry. All I wanna think about is getting by. They've been measuring the distance from Alaska to Japan, and they won't tell anyone why. Some say it's something to do with dust, others reckon it's the universe going bust. They reckon when it's snowing, it's a certain way of knowing that it's evidence of life on Mars. Something that they're selling, whatever they're not telling, or maybe they just wondered how far it was. Me, I get a little hungry, I get a little dry, I get a little lonesome when my baby's gone. Tickle me, I'll laugh a little, hurt me and I'll cry. All I wanna think about is getting Dakar, it makes no difference where you are. It doesn't matter what you think or if you smoke or if you drink. You're a thread upon the loom when the spirit walks in. Charming, you could be charmed, you could be open, you could be closed, be one of us, or one of those. You're a thread upon the loom when the spirit walks in. Threads upon the loom when the spirit walks in the room. See, but you'll become what
what you can be. You're a thread upon the loom. When the spirit walks in the room, we're but threads upon the loom. When the spirit walks in.
Hey, this is Sean Burns from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and you are listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Pale was the wounded knight that bore the rowan shield. Loud and cruel were the raven's cries that feasted on the field, saying back water cold and never clean your wound. There's none but the maid of the winding mead can mock thee hale and soon. So course well, my brindled hounds, and fetch me the mountain hare, whose coat is as gray as the west water, or as white as the lily fair, who said green moss and heather bands never staunch in the flood. There's none but the witch of the West Midlands can save thy dear life's blood. So turn, turn your stallion's head till his red mane flies in the wind. And the rider, oh, the moon gazes by, and the bright star falls behind. And clear was in the pale when his shadow passed him by, and below the hill was the brightest star, when he heard the hula cry, saying, why do you ride this way? And wherefore come you here? I seek the witch of the West Midlands that dwells by the winding mere. Then fly free or get grey hawk to gather the golden rod, and face your horse and tae the clouds above yon gay wood. And it's weary by us water, and the misty break fair and wear, till through the cleft of the Kirkston Pass the winding water lay. He said, lie down, my brindled hound, rest my good grey hawk, and thee, my steed, may graze thy fill, for I must dismount and walk. But come when ye hear my horn, and answer swift in the call, for I fear ere the sun shall arise this morn, you may serve me best of all. And down to the water's brim he's a born the robin shield, and the golden rod he has cast in to see what the lake might yield. And what rose she from the lake, and a fast and fleet gate she, one half the form of a maiden fair, with a jet black mare's body. And loud along shrill he blew, and a steed was by his side. High overhead his grey hawk flew, and swiftly he did ride, saying, a course so well, my brindled hounds, and fetch me the jet black mare. Stoop and strike my good grey hawk, and to bring me the maiden fair. She said, pray sheath thy silvery sword, lay down thy rowan shield, for I see but the briny blood that flows, you've been wounded in the field. And she stood in a gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain. She's kissed his pale lips and twice and three times round again. And she's bound his owner with a golden rod, full fast in her arms he lay. And he has risen hale and soon, with the sun high in the day, she said, ride with your brindled hounds at heel,
and your good grey hawk in hand. There's nae can harm, a knight was lame with a witch of the West Neverland.
Was Archie Fisher with Witch of the West Marylands. He was a Scottish folk singer, songwriter, and radio host who came from a musical family and began performing professionally in the early 1960s. He's known for writing songs including Dark Eyed Molly, The Final Trawl, and that one, which he included on his 1976 album, The Man with a Rhyme. Before that, we heard Bruce Cockburn with When the Spirit Walks in the Room. He's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist from Ottawa who's been playing professionally for over 40 years. That's from his 2023 album, O Sun, O Moon. And before that, we heard Pete Scott with Armageddon. Here's one now from Cootie Stark. He was a Piedmont blues musician from South Carolina who was born with poor eyesight and began busking on the streets of Greenville to earn money, learning from musicians like Josh White, Pink Anderson, and Baby Tate. This song, Someday Baby, is from his 1999 debut album, Sugar Man, and it was first recorded as Someday Baby Blues by Sleepy John Estes and Hammy Nixon in 1935.
Oh, Lordy Lord, oh, Lordy Lord, you worried me so bad, I have to cry, but someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. You're on my mind every place I go. How much I love you, you'd never know. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
Fashion in my days, Jack of Diamonds was a hard card to play. I played him against the king, I'd never won a thing. Jack of Diamonds was a hard card to play. Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds was a hard card to play. I played him against the queen, it turned my money green. Jack of Diamonds was a hard card to play.
At 3:43 p.m. Central Daylight Time Thursday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for Westman, Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: Killarney, Turtle Mountain, Nanette and Belmont. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information.
Have a dime someday. Church, the men on the hill, they swear it won't hurt me, but I know it will. And I've been worried the whole night through. How's about you? How's about you? Ain't you been worried too? Seems a lot of good people.
We just heard the Dave Rawlings Machine with How's About You? Rawlings is a well-known contemporary roots musician from Rhode Island, known particularly for his musical partnership with Gillian Welch. He formed the Dave Rawlings Machine in the late 2000s, and its members included Welch, Willie Watson of Old Crow Medicine Show, and Brittany Haas of Crooked Still, among others. That's from the 2009 album A Friend of a Friend. Before that, we heard Uncle Sinner from Winnipeg with Jack of Diamonds off his 2008 album Ballads and Mental Breakdowns. That's a traditional folk song made popular by Blind Lemon Jefferson. And before that, we heard Cootie Stark with Someday Baby. We'll hear a poem now from Josephine Miles. She was a poet and literary critic from California who wrote dozens of books and was the first woman tenured in the English department at the University of California, Berkeley. This one, How I Caught Up on My Reading, is from a reading she gave at San Francisco State University in October of 1973.
This is a little piece of summer autobiography, which I enjoy. It's light. It's called How I Caught Up in My Reading. After the season was summer and students were rocked in their summer cradles, I began to catch up. First, I read many accumulated magazines on the President's Unemployment Commission, for example, and revelations about Senator Dodd. Wasn't he dead? Then I read a number of old novels like Anna Karenina and a number of new science fictions. Then I read your thesis and Betty's thesis and Clinton's thesis and advised alterations in marginal notes of great thickness. Then I read the Berkeley Daily Gazette and the recipes in Better Homes. Then I read a lot of poems. All the pamphlets in the house, hundreds piled up, friends and strangers, poems, and answered and replied. Then I looked around and read one poem again, again.
お見舞い申し上げます暑い背中お疲れ様です2000年で一番の暑さだそうですびっくりだね Thank you.
汗をかいて歌ってます。僕が僕であるように、君が君であるように。隣の家のベランダで洗濯機が回ってる。僕の頭もぐるぐると今日はずっと回ってる。しょっちゅうお見舞い申し上げます。しょっちゅうお見舞い申し上げます
heard Itulu and Susan Anigmiuk with Daily Thanks. They were a married duo from Pangnirtung, Nunavut, who began performing together in the 1970s and continued until Susan's death in 2001. That's from an album they made for the CBC Northern Service in 1976. Before that, we heard Keiichi Sokabe with Hot Thinking in This Summer. He's a Japanese musician known as a member of the band Sunny Day Service and is a solo artist. Now it's off his 2025 album, Pineapple Rock. And before that, Josephine Miles with How I Caught Up on My Reading. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, juliannacyoung.com. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well. You can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com, or follow me on Blue Sky at barkingdogckuw. I'll leave you with one from Daniel Kulak and Carnell Sawitsky from Winnipeg. This one, Skeen's Beautiful Waltz, is off the 2010 album Fiddle and Banjo. Take care.
At 3:55 p.m. Central Daylight Time Thursday, Environment Canada has updated a tornado warning for Westman, Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised. The following localities are included in the warning: Killarney, Turtle Mountain, Nanette, Belmont, Cartwright, Roblin, and Balder. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information.
Oh, the company's so good to me, there's no more Reds in the union. I'm as respectable as can be, there's no more Reds in the union. My wages, they are up so high, my family's starving, so am I. But sooner than complain, I die, there's no more Reds in the union. Oh, I'm paid the lowest wage on earth, there's no more Reds in the union. I'm paid exactly what I'm worth, there's no more Reds in the union. I think the company is fair, they speed me up, but I don't care. My kids complain, but I don't dare. There's no more Reds in the union. We never talk of workers' rights. There's no more Reds in the union. They tell us that it leads to fights. There's no more Reds in the union. Our leaders, they have always said that folks that talk like that are red. So we listen to the boss instead. There's no more Reds in the union. Each year we have a swell affair. There's no more Reds in the union. The bosses and their friends are there. There's no more Reds in the union. They give us food, they give us beer, but one thing does seem mighty queer. We eat that good but once a year. There's no more Reds in the union. Not supposed to wipe your nose on the stage, but free speech is a form of expression. Do what thou wilt, let that be the whole of the law. Who said that? Aleister Crowley. Could I get a glass of water from some kind and benevolent soul? Oh, you got water there? Pour away, friend. It looks like water. Sure that isn't gin? Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. My uncle saw me. My uncle was a prominent wino and ne'er-do-well from eastern Utah. He ran across the room one day, saw me drinking a glass of water, knocked out of my hand. He said, "Did you ever see what water does to a piece of iron? You can imagine what it does to your stomach."
Tune in every Tuesday night starting at midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning to Night Danger Radio on CKUW.